Chapter 1. Runner of Rat Town. There were no clouds in the sky, nothing but a gray mass stretching to ends unknown. The last yellow sunshine was seen 20 years ago. He was not born then. But everyone knew the tales of those wonderful rays that would kiss a skin with great warmth. Those days were memories to some and nothing but a myth to others like Runner. He did not care much for a large ball of fire. All he wanted was to join the well-paid guards of Section 5. And that was the reason he was standing before the first dead body he had seen since birth. He stood motionless and squeezed his face, covering his nose with his hands to keep the obnoxious smell away. It was the body of an elderly woman half burnt by a fierce radioactive storm that swept beyond the domed comforts of Mega City 1 at an hour interval. A silver handgun sat on the palm of her right hand, and resting on her body was a dead baby with a bullet hole in his head. There wasn't much investigation to the horrid scene, as all connections seemed to be in place. Runner felt a blunt pain in his heart. He knew that was very much a fate destined for half the poor folks that lived outside the protective dome of Mega City 1. His best friend Troy Decker hissed, "Come on, Runner. She suffered a better fate than any of us would hope." Runner tightened the belt that held his gears around his waist. It was hard to be brave when the entire world wanted a piece of him. It was even harder to survive a world where air and water could cost a man his life savings. No thanks to Reinhard Reddit, the tyrant that left half the planet at the mercy of radiation. He raised his hand and gazed at an old wristwatch that had all its silver coating worn out by time, but it still displayed time accurately. 10:30 a.m. Oh my God! He raised his gaze to the sky. Oh my God! We have less than 5 minutes! Move, everyone, move! Dust grew in the air like fumes from an exhaust. He inhaled the air, the sour taste unwelcomed on his tongue. He curved his hands over his brow and looked further. In the distance, a large storm of dust was raging forward. Runner turned around to see how many were behind. He waved his hand and shouted at the top of his voice, signaling a crowd of wayfarers to hasten. Troy grasped an end of his torn beige jacket. "We've got to go, man! We got to go!" He stressed the last words. "Where's the cargo?" Runner asked, but Troy gave no answer. Runner seized him by the neck of his jacket. "Troy, where is the cargo?"
"I don't know. I kind of left it behind. You know, the storm and all that shit made me panic."
Troy looked woeful.
"What do you mean you left it behind?" "That's our ticket to never going hungry again. Our ticket to Section 5 and then to the comforts of Mega City 1. The paradise in this damned wasteland. You know there are people in that truck. Human beings, Troy. Human beings."
Runner took another look at the raging storm. It was like the waves of a restless sea, one of those in the tales of Old Max's colony's mad mechanic. The old man had told him once that the storms were poisonous radiation that could melt a skin in seconds. He didn't know how true that was, but the melting part of the story, that was definitely certain.
"Give me your cloak," he stretched his arms towards Troy.
Troy pulled his black cloak and handed it to Runner.
"What do you want with it?"
"Just get the others to safety."
Runner threw the cloak on and made sure no part of his body was exposed. He used a dusty turban to wrap his head and then put on dark goggles to protect his vivid brown eyes.
"Are you crazy, Runner? I know for certain you don't have any more stash of sense pills left. You won't last a heartbeat out there."
Troy spoke sternly.
"Just go. I'll see you in 5.
Runner paused for a moment and inhaled deeply. He ran into the growing storm of hot fog and dust. His feet sank into scattered scraps of bricks and metals as he struggled to push forward. The heat was becoming unbearable, and it stung his flesh with a burning sensation. His goggles protected his eyes, but he could barely see the cargo truck that was a few steps away from him. He managed through the sinking scraps and reached the window of the truck. Everything was covered by dust. He used his hand to wipe the dust off the window and peeped. There were men, women, and children clustered together at one end, awaiting nature's wrath.